I think also one of the things that's important I want to be able to teach here to a group of educators as well is this idea in child development we talk often about by child development, Russian child developmentist, his name is Lev Vygotsky. He talks a lot about scaffolding, right? Have you heard of this principle before? Talking about scaffolding, kind of starting from the ground up and kind of working around this particular building, thinking about how construction scaffolding works, right? And so I think when we talk about sexual education, that's important to think about, scaffolding, right? We start at the bottom and we work our way up. So you think about the type of and amount of information that you're going to be able to provide is a lot like scaffolding, right? What you're sharing with your three-year-old is not what you're sharing with your 15-year-old, right? I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Right, and so you want to be able to have those conversations at that ground level and build up around that, right? So that there's some skill, so that there's some understanding, so that there's some knowledge, you know, that happens. What I think that we fall a little bit deficient on is that we start to be able to have this talk on the eve of my wedding, for example, and allow my father to be able to try and provide all that scaffolding all in one setting, right? You know, not effective, right? You know, and so you know, by this point, Dad, I've already got a lot of this information and it's all bad. You know, but I appreciate what you're doing. You know, thank you for trying to connect with me here. You know, I mean, that is nice. And so I was trying to be very delicate about that. But, you know, I think around that particular point that we think about sexual education, then we think about it as being a process rather than an event, right? So if I can help you to be able to think about that, that's going to be helpful, right? And so then you think about that process like repentance. We all just don't get there all at one jump, don't we? I mean, that's why we go and we partake of the sacrament each week, right? We're growing line upon line, precept upon precept. The same principle applies when it comes to sexual education. Now, admittedly, I don't think that you need to have a daily dose of sexual education to your children. I mean, let's be fair, right? But you do want to be able to approach the topic, right? And that's what we're talking about, is how we're going to be able to approach the topic. So think scaffolding, think developmentally appropriate, think process rather than events. Right? Think processes rather than events. And where you can, that's why I was liking some of these farm type of analogies. When you have these natural built-in opportunities, be prepared.